A very pleasant good morning to you and welcome to another program of the Deed of Inheritance, sponsored by Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. I'm Fiona Pishka, and I sure hope that you are having a wonderful day today and that you are basking in the glory of God. With me today is Pastor Doug. How are you doing this morning, Pastor Doug?
I'm doing fantastic. It's going to be a great day.
Absolutely. And we're so glad that you have joined us today on another program of the Deed of Inheritance, of course. You know by now that we are sponsored by Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. All of the members and friends of Victory Christian Fellowship sponsor the program that you hear today. And if you are blessed by this program, if you are able to learn about God's Word and to grow in God's Word just from listening to this program, please feel free to write to us at 695 East Ridge Road, P.O. Box 313, Palmyra, Pennsylvania 17078. Of course, you could always call us at Victory Christian Fellowship at 717-838-2033. Also, check out our website anytime that you have the opportunity at www.vcfpa.org. And all of our happenings are on the website. It lets you know what's going on, what we have coming up, and things that are happening in our church. I tell you, we've had a lot going on in the month of May already. And of course, in April, we certainly had a lot going on. So we have a lot of things that we're doing. All of it is geared towards getting you the Word of God, building your spirit up, helping you to live a victorious life. I know next Wednesday, Pastor Doug, we have a very special service coming up with Jack Coe Jr.
Yes, his father was part of the great healing revival in the 30s and 40s, and he had a big tent, attracted thousands of people, and many miracles were done in his ministry. And, you know, God passes things from one generation to the next.
Absolutely. And so we encourage you that if you would like to be part of this ministry next Wednesday night, that's May 21st at 7 p.m., Jack Coe Jr. will be here with us at Victory Christian Fellowship, and we're expecting a move of God as we have been having these past couple of services, Pastor Doug.
Yeah, you know, God is definitely on the move, and, you know, He is pouring out of His Spirit on His church. I know we've been to meetings in Lakeland, and we've experienced the power of God and seen the demonstration and the power of the Holy Spirit in action. And we're just we just want God to do what He wants to do here in Palmyra.
Absolutely. And if you'd like to join any of our services, feel free to visit us Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. right here in Palmyra. And Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. we have our Sunday morning service. So right now, I will hand this service over to Pastor Doug. He will pray with us and then get right into the Word today. God bless you.
Father, I just thank You so much that You are a good and gracious God. You are almighty, full of power and might and strength. And Lord, we just want to receive of Your power so that we can walk in it, so that we can experience Your glory. And Father, I pray that those listening to this program today would be touched from heaven, as we want Your will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, and we want Your kingdom to operate fully here. And we just expect great things, Father. May we open our hearts and our ears to listen to the Word of God and do what the Holy Spirit instructs us to do, in Jesus' name. Amen. And I am so glad that you've decided to tune in to the Deed of Inheritance today. This program is geared to helping you inherit God's promises and experiencing His benefits. You know that, you know, God daily wants to load you with benefits. And this past Sunday, we had a tremendous service. We saw many people that were touched by the power of God. And, you know, sometimes God just wants to manifest His power in ways that go beyond natural thinking. And He just wants to manifest Himself in great and glorious ways. You know, even when He walked the earth, He would manifest His glory to His disciples. You know, He took a few disciples with Him, and He appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration in all of His glory and all of His splendor, and He was enveloped by a great, brilliant light. And, you know, Peter thought that this was just a good place that they should just hang out for a while. And, you know, there are times when You know, God will move if his people allow him to move. You have to remember that the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. And, you know, he'll go where the hungry people are. He'll satisfy the thirsty people. So those who hunger and thirst for righteousness shall be filled. And I want to encourage you that if you can come to our church and come and hear Jack Coe Jr., he can sing, he can play the piano, and he can bring forth the Word of God, and he can operate in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And it's a meeting that you don't want to miss, because I can guarantee you that God is doing something here. So Wednesday, May 21st at 7 p.m., come to 695 East Ridge Road, Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. Contact us at 717-838-2033. And if you have any questions regarding this program or comments, please call the church, 717-838-2033, or contact us on our website at vcfpa.org. And we would just appreciate hearing from you. It would be a great blessing, because we want to connect with our listeners. And today I'm going to be ministering on the subject of Pentecost. You know, we just celebrated Pentecost at the church, and it was the day of Pentecost that God chose to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. That was the day. You know, God does everything on purpose. He does everything according to a plan, and he does everything with precision, because our God is an awesome God. And he chose the day of Pentecost to pour out his Spirit on all flesh. And I touched on this in our Sunday service, and I just want to go a little bit deeper with this subject. And really, it's where he birthed the church. The church was birthed in the power of Pentecost. What is Pentecost? Well, we know from the Bible Encyclopedia that it was a feast that the Jewish people celebrated, and it occurred on the 50th day, or 7 weeks from the Paschal feast or Passover. And, you know, it was also called the Feast of Weeks. And it was really like a harvest celebration. You know, on the farm, when they gather in the harvest, you know, once the harvest is gathered, there's like a relief and there's like a celebration, because you were able to bring that harvest in. Now, just imagine for a moment, if a farmer was about to go and gather the harvest, and his combine had no fuel in it, and it wasn't able to have the ability to operate and to gather in the field, what would you think would happen to the crop that he was about to harvest? Well, the farmer would lose that crop, or he'd have to go get fuel into the combine so that the combine can operate properly and he can gather in the harvest. And see, Pentecost, God wants his church to be filled with power, and he wants his people to be a people of power. You know, he doesn't want any wimps in the kingdom of God. And so, because we need to reap in the harvest, you know, there is a great end time harvest that God wants to reap before Jesus returns. And he wants everybody in this whole earth to hear the gospel message. And he wants the whole world to at least hear the message before he comes. And that's one of the signs of his coming, is that the gospel is preached in all the earth. But at Pentecost, you know, the people would come before Yahweh and they would express their gratitude, and they'd have to give an offering. And, you know, there would be a liberal attitude. And God chose the day of Pentecost, which occurred at 50 days after the Passover. And we know that he celebrated the Passover before he went to the cross. And so here, the day of Pentecost was fully come. And in Acts chapter 2, starting with verse 1, the Bible says, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come." You know, God does things in appointed times. And he has particular times and seasons that he does things in. And this time, the day of Pentecost was fully come. And on this day, he had instructed his disciples to be gathered into Jerusalem so that they might be endued with power from on high. Jesus told his disciples in Luke chapter 24, verse 49, he said, "And behold, I will send forth upon you what my Father has promised, but remain in the city Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high." See, he didn't want his church really to do anything until they had the power to do it. See, God wanted his church to be so full of power that it would be a tremendous testimony to the world, that when they went and shared the gospel into the world, it would be backed up by heaven's power. They would have his might, his power, and his strength operating in them and backing them up to give evidence and substance to the message that they were about to bring. And so Jerusalem was the place that he chose. This was God's city. This was where David had set up the kingdom in Jerusalem. And this day had come, and they were gathered together in one place. And there was about 120 of them in an upper room. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now, I want you just to get a picture. First of all, we have that word suddenly, or immediately, or quickly, or out of nowhere. Something came into the room, and it created an atmosphere. And first of all, it was a sound. They heard a sound from heaven. You know, oftentimes God's voice is described as that of many waters. It's loud, it's powerful, it's boisterous. And that's the description that the Apostle Luke got as he was writing this book of Acts. The Holy Spirit showed him these, and he used these words for a reason. There was a sound, and that sound came suddenly and quickly out of nowhere, and it was like a rushing mighty wind. Now, I know that, you know, normally before a tornado hits, it sounds like a freight train running down the tracks. It's a very scary sound. It's a very loud sound, but it's a sign that there's a forceful wind that's about to come. It's a cyclone or a whirlwind. And we know that when a tornado hits a place, it has some power with it because it causes devastation and destruction. And these are the terms that Luke is using to describe what God wants to do, a rushing mighty wind. And first of all, it filled the house where they were sitting. So, you know, God works in atmospheres. He created an atmosphere, and then there appeared to them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. So I just want you to picture, you know, if you've ever watched a fire and you can see the flames jumping up and down, and they're almost like dancing, but, you know, it's kind of in the shape of a tongue. And, you know, a flame was upon each individual. And so they rested on their head, and it sat upon each of them. Now, I want you to notice that every person of the 120 group that were there, you know, think about a church service that has 120 people, and they're sitting there in the service, and all of a sudden, God's power manifests, and his glory comes down, and he does something that was never done before. You know, God can do that because he's a creator. He likes to create things. As a matter of fact, he likes to do new things. Would you allow God to do a new thing in your life? You know, would you accept if God did something new that you've never seen before, that you've never heard of before? I mean, after all, he's a creator. Isn't that what creativity does? It brings things into being that were never there before. Thank God for all the inventors that have invented something, all the artists that have designed something, all the engineers that have made something. And because things that are in existence now did not necessarily exist before, but they were created. And so God is a creator, and he can do something new when he wants to. And The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 4, that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. There wasn't one person in that service or in that room that did not get filled. Well, that tells me that God wants everyone that believes in Him to be filled with power. He wants to give you power from on high. Isn't that what Mary received when the angel said, you know, she asked, how is this going to be? And he said, the power of the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you and overshadow you. Well, it was that power that came on Mary that caused her to have a birth. And that was something that was never done before. And through that power that came on her, she conceived in her womb. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Well, you know, they spoke in languages that they never learned, that they never studied, that was not their natural language. Well, God created all the languages of the earth, and that was a sign that He wants to fill the whole earth with His gospel. He wants every tongue and every tribe and every nation to hear the gospel message. And these different tongues is just a representation of that. You know, the tongues that they spoke in, it says here in verse 5 that, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. So, you know, God chose a time to show up in Jerusalem when every nation under heaven was there. And all these people from all these other nations, they heard this noise. It says, now when this noise was when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Now, I want you to get this picture. Here were a group of Galileans, and they were sent here to Jerusalem. They gathered for this service, for this conference that they had been waiting for a good number of days, and they didn't know what was going to happen. They just showed up. You know, you never want to miss an opportunity if you can go to a service, because you never know when God is going to do something powerful and mighty and life-changing. You know, here they were gathered together. They didn't know exactly what was going to take place, but they were there worshiping the Lord, praying. They were in one accord, in one mind, with one heart. And all of a sudden, you know, God manifested His presence and He poured out His Spirit on them. And everybody outside the building heard them, and they came and they were confounded because they heard all these people who were not from the nations that were represented speaking in the nation's tongue or in the nation's dialect. And all these people from these other nations were amazed and marveled because they heard these people who don't normally speak these languages magnify God. And they heard everyone in their own tongue magnifying God. And that was amazing to them. And, you know, some of them wanted to know what this meant. And others mocked them and they said, these men are full of new wine. But now here, Peter stood up. And you remember Peter, it wasn't too long before this that he had denied the Lord. Then the Lord restored him and He told him to feed My sheep. And now Peter was so transformed by this power. He was so changed by this power that all of a sudden he got this boldness. This boldness came up from within him and caused him to stand up and speak. And he said that these men of Judea and all that dwell in Jerusalem know this and hearken unto My words. He said, for these are not drunk as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Well, did you know that, you know, this day was announced by the prophets? Back there in Joel chapter 2, he talked about how God was going to pour out His Spirit on all flesh. And he was really specifically speaking about a time in the last days. And he was talking about that, you know, God was going to pour out His Spirit on all flesh, and that His sons and daughters will prophesy, and that old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days, I will pour out My Spirit, And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. And, you know, it was all. So I want to just point out some things of Pentecost that are important to notice. You know, this outpouring of Pentecost, it occurred in an appointed place. Jesus told his disciples to gather in Jerusalem. You know, you better go to the place where God leads you. You know, we have a church here, and if you're looking for, if you're hungry for the Word of God and you're hungry for the Spirit of God, then I want to invite you to come to Victory Christian Fellowship. We meet every Sunday morning at 10 and every Wednesday at 7. And our ladies meet every second Saturday of every month at 10 a.m. And our men meet every last Sunday of every month at 5 p.m. And because there was an appointed place, God designated a particular place for them to receive something. You know, you just have to obey God as to where you need to be and where you need to go. The best place to be is to where God plants you, because that's where the blessing is. That's where His Spirit is. That's where His provision is. So this outpouring that occurred in Acts, it was an actual, you know, it was an appointed place. Then it was an actual promise. You know, the Bible tells us, Jesus said, wait until you receive the promise of my Father. In other words, He had promised long ago. Even in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 3, it says, for I will pour water upon him who is thirsty, and floods upon dry ground. I will pour my Spirit upon your offspring, and my blessing upon your descendants. We know that Ezekiel talked about the outpouring. Joel talked about the outpouring. Isaiah talked about the outpouring. And you know, that's just established in two or three witnesses. Even John the Baptist talked about something greater that would happen from him who was to come. He said, you know, I baptize you with water, but he who comes after me is greater than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. So, you know, that's four witnesses. You know, the Bible says, let everything be established with two or three witnesses. But, it, you know, this outpouring was a fulfillment of a promise. God had promised that He was going to send His Spirit to the earth. And when His Spirit came, you know, things were going to happen, because it was going to be a manifestation of power. And God wants you to have a powerful life. He wants you to be a powerful witness. And, you know, this outpouring fulfilled prophecy. It was a fulfillment of prophecy, because when Peter got up, he said, this is that which was spoken by Joel. He acknowledged and recognized the fact that Joel had prophesied about this many, many years before it occurred. And, you know, Jesus, through his life, he fulfilled so many prophecies. That's part of how we know that he is God. But this outpouring, it was prophesied. And, you know, God told his people that it was going to happen. And guess what? It's happened, and it's real. And of course, this outpouring was a pouring out of power. Acts 1:8 says, you shall receive power to be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. You know, God wants his children full of power. He wants you to be able to walk the walk and talk the talk. And he wants your walk to back up your talk. But if you want power, if you need some power for living, you got to have the, you got to have this power of this Holy Spirit. It's very important. It's very vital. You know, Jesus emphasized it time and time again. He talked about it. He said it was going to occur. And, you know, he thought it was so important that he made a specific command for them to be there. And, you know, all you have to do is believe and you can receive of this power. And of course, you know, this outpouring was personal. Isn't it amazing how there was 120 people in this room or in this place in Jerusalem, and there, you know, those tongues of fire appeared on each of them. Not one was left out. You know, God didn't single out between the 120. He didn't say this one, but not this one or this one. It was all who showed up. all who gathered together. And those tongues appeared on each of them. So each one of them received power. You know, God has got more than enough. He's got more than enough for everybody that shows up. But see, not everybody shows up in faith. Not everybody shows up. You know, there are blocks that we have in our lives. Some of them can be mental. Some of them can be environmental, from your environment or your experience. You know, past hurts, past things, things of the past. Those things can hinder what God wants to do in you. And I just want to encourage you today to open up your heart, you know, for what God wants to do. And, you know, of course, the outpouring was purifying because it was of the Holy Spirit. You know, it wasn't some other spirit or a demonic spirit, but it was the Holy Spirit. It was God's Spirit. And, you know, people saw and heard things when the Holy Spirit was poured out. And the same is true today. You know, he hasn't changed this. This hasn't stopped just because the book of Acts is still taking place today. God is still doing this. He's still pouring out, you know, his Spirit. And he wants to fill you full. You know, maybe you've been empty and dry. You know, the Bible, in conjunction with the Holy Spirit, he said he'll pour water upon him who's thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. Well, what happens when floods come on dry ground? It makes it fruitful and fertile and productive, and it produces life. Maybe you're listening to this program today, and you've been dry and you've been thirsty. You need a fresh touch from God. You need to be anointed with fresh oil. You know, you need to come to Victory Christian Fellowship and allow my wife and I to lay hands on you, because, you know, the anointing of God is transferable. It's conducive, like electricity. You know, buildings are wired with copper wire so that they can handle the electricity when it flows from the power source to a switch or to a light or, you know, to something that the electricity uses. And God wants to turn your switch on today. He wants to touch you. He wants to fill you. He wants to satisfy you. You know, he wants to empower you. Maybe you've been weak and you're wondering why you keep doing the same thing over and over again. God wants to set you free today. It takes power, though, to set you free. It takes power to heal you, power to deliver you. You know, God manifested his power when he delivered the Israelites from Egypt. And, you know, you got to get where the waters, you got to get by the spout where the glory is coming out. And you can come to VCF and you can receive prayer, and God will do mighty things in your life because he cares about you and he loves you. And, you know, he uses people. All throughout the Bible, it's full of people whom God used. And so I just want to pray for you today. And I want to release the fire of God. If you need healing in your body, if you need to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior, if you need a touch from heaven, God's got a fresh touch for you today. Father, I just release the fire of God today. Lord, I impart the anointing of God to go forth over these airwaves and to touch every listener. Lord, everyone that tunes into 720 AM, The Rock, Father, let them be touched by the power of God. Fill them full with your Holy Spirit. Touch them with your mighty anointing. And Lord, may they be blessed indeed. And I just want to thank you for listening to The Deed of Inheritance. May you inherit God's promises and experience his blessings. God bless you.